Episode 9, Amazon Cube TV. I've really been waiting for a device that can be voice controlled without the need for an Amazon remote device, a Fire Stick. The remote control requires finger presses, which is fine for most people, but if you actually have no hand function, then you can't actually use the controller and you're depending on voice commands. Now, according to an article I've just published on my blog, aas123.com, there is an hands-free option which the Amazon Cube offers. Now, to most people, that would seem like a very small improvement for just buying the Amazon Cube. But this is probably life-changing for a client of mine who wants to be able to watch TV and to be able to move through the choices. At the moment, I've got a Fire Stick in front of me, and I'm using that to do what I'm doing at the moment. And what I would want to demonstrate to you is how this works in practice with VoiceView, which was the subject of our last device. So listen carefully. From here on, everything will be controlled by the voice device as view coming out.
2 of 7. James May, our man in Japan. Recent Netflix.
And now I can cycle through.
Up and down to move between categories such as new releases or comedy. Use left and right to move between items in the category. Firefox for Fire TV. Amazon Silk, web browser.
With that,
Amazon Silk, web browser.
You can actually go to any of your online materials, particularly my client wants to use Xero, and be able to perhaps use that within the Amazon Cube setup. This is really liberating, and the accessibility is phenomenal for this. So I'm really looking forward to trying this out. I've ordered an Amazon Cube, and I will feedback in the next podcast how this has actually gone. So I can navigate through all of the menus and have complete control with screen readers. So it reads absolutely everything that I want to do. For instance,
your apps and channels, BBC iPlayer, Netflix, Prime Video, YouTube, Amazon Music.
Now I'm using the right and left buttons to move through the different aspects. Now if I press home on my remote, it'll take me back
2 of 7.
To the menu at the top of the screen.
Left and right to move between items. Your videos. 3 movies. 4 TV shows. 5 apps. 6 of 7. Settings. 7 of 7.
Now,
notifications. 1 of 12.
I've tried linking the
right to move between items.
I've tried using the connection to the Echo Dot I have, but unfortunately, it only allows for speaker output and not voice control. So there's one definite thing that needs to be done. Yes, you can control the videos with a Fire Stick. You can say play, you can say next, you can say stop and pause, but you can't actually do that with, you can't actually use the voice control that you need to completely control the device with your voice. So that is another reason that the Cube may have accessibility features that are very important for the blind and visually impaired. So as you can see, everything that I'm doing is controlled with my with my control device, my remote, and it is being very effective at finding what's on the screen. The last component, which I've repeated, is the actual voice controlled navigation to go left, to go right.
Network 2 of 12.
Which is what is being told to me, and actually to go home.
Home 2 of 7.
And to be able to go down.
Left. James May, our man in Japan. Recent Netflix.
And to go right.
Firefox for Fire TV.
And to go left.
Netflix.
And then I have complete control of the whole device. So, thank you for listening. The Smiles Podcast, Episode 9, Amazon Cube.